Thank you so much for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you on today?
Yes, I have a charge on my account, and I was checking to see what it was for.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
28079.
What's your first and last name, please?
Vicky Muscarello.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Uh-huh.
Could it be under Joseph Muscarello?
Yeah, that's my husband.
Okay. Can you verify that mailing address, please?
5525 Goldcrest Drive, Indian Trail, North Carolina, 28079.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying the information, ma'am. One moment, please, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
With that being said, does Mr. Joseph remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes entry to win a drill?
No.
Or a toolbox?
No.
Okay.
If he paid $1 or $2, why would it be $59.89?
Well, if it's $1 or $2 was an entry to possibly win it, ma'am, it's a sweepstakes. But the payment for
Can you cancel that, please, then? Because he didn't do that.
Okay. Is it possible you could ask him, ma'am? Because if he's stating he didn't do it, ma'am, it's considered fraud.
He told me he didn't do anything like that, so.
Okay. Okay, give me one moment, please. Yeah, I'm still here, ma'am. Just wait. Just one moment, please, okay?
Your anything is taking out and say, if you need to know,
Hello, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding, ma'am. I have got the fraud team on the line, ma'am. I'm connecting you now, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling. Because for you, have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Yes, ma'am.